You are listening to The Repository. It appears your country has become a nation of infants, throwing tantrums over advertised cheese deals that are found to be out of stock. Oddly enough, I can sympathize. Back in my country, a little old gram will stick a knife in you over the last wheel of Wensleydale, then kick over your shopping cart for good measure.
Yeah. My Ich Flames have flamed in the depths of my jaws. You whom I have prepared as cup for a wedding. All the flowers in their beauty, for the chamber of righteousness. Stronger are your feet of the barren stone, and the mightier are your voices in the manifold wind.
Ah, oh, my gypsy, my gitana, my Selena, why you fade for the dawn to turn to earnest? Oh, a sunny land in Spain. My gitana, my Selena, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses, and your lips and light love.
You are listening to The Repository. I suppose you think this is the only kind of work I can get. I'll have you know, I once controlled a vast army of fake, ghostly apparitions. And I would have gotten away with it too, if it hadn't been for you meddling kids.
Thank you. To John, his first pot party looks exciting. Everyone seems to be having fun. Best of all, there are no parents, no other adults, no one to interfere with the fun. The feeling of importance, of belonging, of putting one over is taking hold. Pete intends to tighten that hold, to squeeze it, to hook it, to lock it in. Now's the time to introduce the joints. But Pete has learned the rules well. A pusher can never be caught with the stuff on him. Instead, he must leave it, stash it, get it from a flunky. This is the test, the time to separate the man from the boy. John's willpower, individuality, character are slipping down the drain. In their place come the old behavior habits and excuses. Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs, just to see what it's like. The natural defenses are crumbling. The barriers of caution are beaten down. Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken. Under the proddings of the gang, the effects of the atmosphere and beer, the desire to belong, he chooses to go along. John surrenders his dignity and lays his future on the chopping block. Not whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. But if he stopped to think, he would see the stupidity of it all. Now he's too involved to think. He's having kicks. He's away and flying. Up, up, out of this world. But everything that goes up must come down. When John came down, he landed with a thud. Due to the effects of the alcohol and the late hours at the party, the following day, he was too tired, too sick to study. Now, facing another school day, he finds the same problems, the same responsibilities are still with him. As well as arguments, traffic violations. And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself. Each time he feels the need for kicks or he's troubled, he returns to marijuana. He knows that marijuana isn't physically addicting. He doesn't know he's become psychologically dependent on it. But he's not worried. He knows he can handle it. In time, the continued use of marijuana causes psychic and physiological changes in his body. While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed. A low curb appears as a precipice. With a distortion of sight and sound, time is suspended. Fast action appears slow. The whole world is distorted. When the big blow comes, angry, resentful, humiliated, sinking into the pit of despair, and he needs help to pull himself out. But where should he look for it? Whom should he ask? The coach won't give him a break. The teacher? He's already failed him, so why keep on with studies? His parents? They don't understand anything. Religion? What a laugh that would give the gang. Those resources and others are available to him, but he thinks only a pal can help. Help split this square world. Help him forget everything and everybody. He's been dragging the weed now long enough to want to try a bigger kick. In his present frame of mind, the bigger, the better. Psychologically, he's ready to make the big C. His pals have introduced new props, and he's anxious to examine them. Caution, intelligence, normal defenses go up in pot smoke.
Welcome to the repository. I am sometimes asked to participate in strange rituals involving secret rites and human sacrifices. While chanting Latin phrases from a demonic book of incantations, my mind sometimes drifts back to a simpler time. A time when I was not holding some poor slob's still pulsing heart in my hands. But the moment soon passes and I am once again making a career of evil.
If you hate, I'll show your face, my dear lady. Choose the black Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. If this show brings your worst thoughts and instincts to the fore, it's no accident. We have also spent many hours replicating the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard. What's a chalkboard? Ask your gram.
Rhythmic dance. I can lull the babe to sweet repose awaken in the aged heart soft memories of youthful days. No matter what may be your mood, I am always ready to entertain you. When your day's work is done, I can bring the theater or the opera to your home. I can give you grand opera, comic opera, or vaudeville. I can give you sacred or popular music, band, orchestra, or instrumental music. I can render solos, duets, trios, quartets. I can aid in entertaining your guests. When your wife is worried after the cares of the day and the children are boisterous, I can rest the one and quiet the other. I never get tired, and you will never tire of me, for I always have something new to offer. I give pleasure to all, young and old. I will go wherever you want me, in the parlor, in the sick room, on the porch, in the camp, or to your summer home. If you sing or talk to me, I will retain your songs or words and repeat them to you at your pleasure. I can enable you to always hear the voices of your loved ones, even though they are far away. I talk in every language. I can help you to learn other languages. I am made with the highest degree of mechanical skill. My voice is the clearest, smoothest, and most natural of any talking machine. The name of my famous master is on my body and tells you that I am a genuine Edison phonograph. The more you become acquainted with me, the better you will like me. Ask the dealer.
If you take away man's novels, his poems, if you take away his drawing and painting, if you forget about his theater and movies, if you take away man's music, if you take away his crafts, if you take away all his arts, you just might find man up a tree. Take time to stop, look, and listen. Art is for man's sake.
The first job I had, shepherding. I helped with the sheep for about 6 months. With the sheep, carried hurdles. Then I learned a way to pitch and pitch the hurdles. Just helped old shepherd feed them. A bit of hay and a bit of cake. We used to have a bit of cake then, though. Oh, not much, not the Hampshire Downs lot. But they used to have a bit of cake then, see. And perhaps in the lamb cake, used to have some locusts. Locusts was good to eat. Well, we used to get this here locust and start this lamb's food over and get the locusts out, though, see. Peacocks and all that in there, see. And what your locust beans, though, see, that used to be sweet, look, we used to get pocket for that and keep chewing and chewing. And you always take them a pocket for the locust, see. There was always somebody running around with some locusts at night. It's a bean, locust beans. Come, they don't grow in this country, I think they're imported, though, these locust beans. They're sweet, sort of a soft woody thing, sweet as syrup they are. Mm. Used to be a lot of locusts used for sheep one time. Went garden boy at Clanwell Lodge. For Captain Faith. He was a captain then, but he...
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's drunk company.
And when I used to weed the garden and look after chickens and that, and lead the pony when it was lawn mowing, all jobs like that. Used to always have me, always used to bring me out my lunch. If I didn't go in the house and get it, I always used to bring it out. I used to have it out on the lawn. See? That was a cup of hot milk and some brown butter. Oh, that's when I don't have you on him. That's, I went up there once, I was a boy, and when Whalebury, see, Strongsbury Whale, it was all the horses then, look, see, double and single, see, the vans, look, see, used to have bells on them, see, used to deliver his beer up with the horses. See? Well, and this old boy says, going for a ride, Charles. I said, ah, I said, I'll come. I said, where are we going then? Oh, he says, going up the Bedwin. So gets up the Bedwin, look, gets to the pub. Of course, the first thing he had to do was to put the nose bag on. He always had the nose bag, see if it was the horse. So he put the nose bag on, and along come a bit of, along come a party along on the road, and dressed up well she was. So she says, what a nice horse that is, and patted him on the neck, see. A little nipper come along, he says, don't they go talking to her, you? Her just had a bloody kid rave. Her was the hotter was, her couldn't help herself, or her couldn't. And this your party getting such a smack up out of your own knuckle for...